Well, Shalom, and I believe you've topped what has been, before now, the top happy birthday song sung to me. I was out at Ed Dufresne's church, and I answered the telephone on my birthday, which is December 6th, and it was Festal Goodman singing happy birthday to me. That was, boy, what a voice that lady had. She was a dear friend. But today you topped it. You sang happy birthday to me from all over the United States of America. I know we have Alaska and Hawaii, so I think we've got everybody and people from around the world, and you sang happy birthday to me. I don't know if it's ever happened in all of history. I may have to tell it again at the noon prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about something today that, of course, you know, we're all praying. We're all praying about our country. And first of all, we pray for our president. We pray for our administration. We pray for the Pennsylvania, whatever's happening there. I know Ted Cruz asked for, he is petitioning that Senator Cruz implores SCOTUS, of course, that's the Supreme Court, to hear the Pennsylvania election challenge. So all kinds of things are going on there. I hear this and I hear that, and I don't only know one who's right, and that's God. And God knows everything. And I know he hears our prayers. There is no doubt about it. He said in Psalm 91, he hears our prayers. He says in John, he hears our prayers. But there's a lot going on, folks, that we don't see and we don't know. That's why so much I believe we have been stressing, and the Lord has stressed to us, praying in tongues. Now, the only prophecy that God gave me concerning 2020 happened at Dr. Larry and Loretta, both doctors, Loretta and Larry Ollison's church, Osage Beach, Missouri, September 19, 2019. I've gone into great detail about it before, but Lynn Mink sang a song in the Spirit. The Lord had me teach on prayer, its fellowship, and working with God. Lynn sang a song in the Spirit. And then this short word came through me. As I gave it, the Lord was saying to me, I'm going to say 2020, but I am really talking about the year as I see it, which was about to begin at Rosh Hashanah. This was given on 2019, September 19, 9/19/19, and Rosh Hashanah was going to be 10 days later, the head of the year as God sees it. So here came the word. 2020 will be a year of transition. And it will begin with the beginning of the year as I see it on Rosh Hashanah. That year will be a year that's transitioned on to 2021. In 2021, all things will have begun to end, begun to change, to move, to rearrange. Now this year I must have you. I must have my body, the church, in that fellowship, unbroken fellowship. So see, he called us to pray and walk with him in 2020. So now back to the prophecy. So prepare for it to begin, the transition year in 2020. I'll provide all you need to fulfill my will. Work with me in fellowship, in prayer. For yourself, yes, but beyond yourself. And know that it will start the transition year on Rosh Hashanah 2020. And 2021, Rosh Hashanah, is a big change. Now, transition means change. That's the big message. And this was the only word that was given me for the year, that there's going to be change and there's going to be transition. Now, Larry Ollison, then, Dr. Larry Ollison, prophesied a very short prophecy. I'm preparing to fold up this dispensation, to bring it to a close, the things that I prophesied, to bring to vision the things that have been unseen, and to bring glory. I do know God's closing up this dispensation. I'm getting ready to teach tomorrow at Kenneth Copeland's Bible College. And they wanted me to start with the rapture and then go on down through the millennium in 90 minutes and 50 minutes. So that's going to be impossible, but I'm sending them lots of notes for study themselves. And, of course, you can get a lot of this if you go to 3BI, but I'm led this morning to a very strange prophecy. It came through Kenneth E. Hagin in 1991. People, a lot of people you and I know, have died recently. They have moved from this life to the next. And some have been, of course we miss people. Of course we miss people. But they act like, I don't know, let me see. I don't know how to say this. Like, I don't know. Let me just put it like this. You have to keep in mind what Jesus said. Jesus said to his disciples when he told them he was going to go on, and he was going to die a terrible death, the cross. But he said to his disciples, if you loved me, you would rejoice that I go to be with my Father. Folks, it's better, far better. Now, this is a prophecy that came in 1981. I heard about this prophecy, and it kind of shocked us because all of us were used to listening to Brother Hagin. My husband had had a massive heart attack, but he recovered. And we heard about this prophecy, and then there was a 25-year-old man that we all knew him at Rhema, and he just went to sleep one night next to his wife and woke up, didn't wake up, he woke up in heaven. So here was the prophecy that Brother Hagin gave, and notice how it mentions change. Change is coming in spiritual things in the realm of the spirit. The church is a spiritual organism. The body of Christ in the earth, believers are part of that body and members one of another. Change is coming, and that is what the Lord just told us. You're going to rise up to a new level. Remember? Now that's what Brother Hagin said in the prophecy. You're going to rise up to a new level. Remember when we were on the other day on the Wednesday noon prayer, and Max was interpreting what I was saying in tongues, and it said, rise up, rise up. So here we go, folks. We're this change. We're rising up. God is bringing us into a glorious church. Now, it's going to talk about those who have gone on to the other side. Some have been disturbed because some have been called out of this world into the next one. But yes, says the Lord of hosts, there are others that shall shortly be called home. Don't tuck your head and moan, but rather rejoice, because God has called some of his own home. Now, not long after this, my sister went home, Brother Halverson went home. Now, back to Brother Hagin. You see, he will continue to... Now, here's the point, folks. We're going to another age. He will continue to prepare them in... He will continue to repeat... Excuse me. He will continue to prepare them to reign in the ages to come. You see, that's going to be the part of the body of Christ. We're actually going to take the place of those now principalities and authorities in the heavenlies. The church is going to reign. Here on earth will be the Jews reigning, but we're the overrulers. And we have to be prepared, evidently, because that's what this word says. He will continue to prepare them to reign in the ages to come, and some could not have been prepared in this life. Further preparation must be made to rule in the ages to come. So ere this year is come and gone, some stand here now that are closely associated with some who stand here now, who will be called home. Rejoice, rejoice. Be glad of it when the news comes. Well, some would say, what about faith? Faith trusts God to the end. Faith trusts God not just in this realm, but in the age and world to come. Faith rests in his word and on his promises. And faith says, thou doest all things well. He goes into some more detail, and I'm not going to read all of it. He talks about some were not prepared here, and they could be prepared better there. He said some had gone as high as they could go in this life in promotion, and they had to go there for a higher promotion. They would be working on a higher level there. They'd gone as far as they could go down here. Let me see. The work of God will be done. Change is coming. A shaking is coming. Remember, it is written in the Holy Writ that it shall be so in the end days and last days. That was shaken can be will be shaken. The Lord would have us stand fast and true, firm, irrespective of the natural. And in all the natural realm that would deter or hinder, there will come a shaking. Know this, that the Lord doeth all things well. And those who are founded upon the solid rock of his holy word, the solid rock of his truth, will stand. Those who are doers of the word will stand. So, I didn't read it all to you, all the very little details, but Peter said that some are short-sighted. You don't want to be short-sighted. And don't be short-sighted when someone goes home. You're praying about these things, and we stand fast. We see things shaking all around us. We see change all around us. We see right now in Iran, if you wanted to really have something that you could be really praying about, it's that we'll do right about Iran. Is it time for that Ezekiel 38 war? Is it not time for that Ezekiel 38 war? You and I don't know. You and I don't know. But here's, I don't think it is time, and I think the devil's trying to push it too fast. But I do know one thing. I know that when I pray in the Spirit, God doeth all things well. And he told me that if I pray in an unknown tongue, I don't speak unto men, no man understands me, but I'm speaking to God, and I'm praying the mysteries of God. He identifies certain things as mysteries. One of them is the mystery of the church. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is bringing this church into a higher place, a higher realm, a more glorious realm. And another mystery he talks about is the mystery of Israel. God's at work concerning Israel. And when I pray in tongues, I'm praying about Israel. Another mystery he talks about in Thessalonians is the mystery of iniquity. Iniquity is working here right now. So we do know that when we come together and we pray in tongues, we're praying God's will, and he hears us. Don't you dare let the devil trick you into thinking that he doesn't hear us. He's heard every prayer we've prayed. He asked so much if we prayed it from our hearts, and if we prayed it based on the word of God, and if we prayed it in faith, hallelujah, he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, we have the petitions that we ask of him. But don't, Easter to Makoya, what am I saying this morning? Don't get into a realm of despair. Don't get into a realm of, the COVID. I'm going to tell you right now, greater is he that he is in me than COVID. But I do know some people that have gone home. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord, glory to God, they went on home. And praise the Lord, glory to God, he's getting them ready. And praise the Lord, glory to God, he does all things well. Time and again in this prophecy Brother Hagin gave, it said, we're always to say, thou doest all things well. So we know that he's at work. And I have friends and I have people that are hearing things from God and telling us not to give up on the election. I don't give up on the election, but I don't give up on God. I don't give up on God. I know he told me one time there were Israel was in a desperate case, and he was working with two women. Two women. One of them was a barren woman, Hannah. She had no child, but her prayers brought forth Samuel. One of them was a Moabite woman, husband dead. Her name was Ruth, and God was working with her and brought her in to be the grandmother of David. So he's working. He's doing all things well. I know in Isonda la Makaya. I know he doeth all things well. He doeth all things well with our nation. He's bringing our nation into Combraska da Bora Makaya Nicola Balati no nombre Nicola Doña Nicola Barita no nombre. Let us pray in spirit, and let us pray knowing he doeth all things well, and let us pray knowing he's going to take these syllables that we pray today, he's going to give them to us, and he's going to give us mighty, mighty prayers to pray. Oh, you do all things well, Father. You do all things well. Milo de Balakaya. Sipando la Mashita do Brakaya no nombre da danje. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Let fear not enter your heart, and let fear not proceed out of your lips. But trust and fear only the Most High God. He doeth all things well. Oh, la brate. Oh, from a calacadele codi de calabratasha. He doeth all things well. He doeth all things well. He doeth all things well. Oh, Father, we know you're taking our prayers and you're working with them. Ashtudumakombra hilibaratanda. That's what you told us there at the Baba Sunda in Osage Beach, that you took on my lot of fellowship with you, work with you, fellowship with you, work with you, fellowship with you, work with you. That's what we're doing, Lord. That's what we're doing. That's what we have been doing. That's what we continue to do, and you hear us. And you hear us, and you answer us. Oh, la maya, ne calabando, no me cala, baladino, no calabarati. Ishandolo, la bacay, and a colabarata, da da gohombra. Ifron, ne cay, and a colabete, de cahan, ne corabacaya. Ishundolo, dobri, kinigiliando, the gobrete. Ishanamacay, and a colabaracay, and an nombre. Vrindano, vrindano, vrindano. Ishini mahala, mahala malito, do dobre, calacalatita. Oh, calacalatita. Oh, calacalatita. Pirianto, tiribacala maratashandra gohora bacala caladina. Icahalatito. Ishana macoratitata. Cangolo helibelita, tada gohopa. Christiano non nombre. Cristiano non macare di cohobra calacaladino non nombre. Chi frado lo cohole bele tascia non nombre. Calabala calacidione di cahalaita. E le macahara cataia ne caladinia ne cobre. Fritos. Ah, no, no, no. Icaia. Aha, yes, santo. Santo micando, santo micia. Santo frina ne combre che li calatito. E sciato lo cohobra calacaladino. Ishana makahala barakala kala tanto rukohora ti toruko toshkiri yasta. Kafra kada kohole pete. Kafra kada kohole petari o pete. Ishana le makara katahala tito. Asu, asu maka, asu paya, asu neke andaba ala titi e tanto. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Oh, we trust you, Lord. You don't trust in princes? We don't trust in men. We trust in you. We trust in you. You do all things well. Ilibrahalote. Ilibrahala kara makala kala tanya na kahala brak. E tidi kala tanya na koho brakala kala tanya na koho babi. Ishato do goho le bile tanya na koho le bele tanya na koho baka. Kafra kole hole tita ra koho she dante. Kere brahala kora makaya na koho le bele atanya na koho le batito. Ile vala balatinyo na koho brakala kaladinyo na koho la pito. Kifrandolo koho pahale he she te ni koho la bara tonye ni koho la brate. Kifrandolo koho pahale tishka tonje ni koho she tanya ra koho la pacha. You know the word. Those who know the word, those who know the word will stand, will conquer, will win. If they apply the word, if with their own mouths they speak the word, if with their own mouths they can conquer, they will conquer. Anything the enemy might throw at them. But you must be a word doer, a doer of the word and not a hearer only. A doer of the word and not a hearer only. You must take the word of God and put it in your own mouth. If you take the word of God and put it in your mouth and speak, You are an unstoppable force. Unstoppable. Ishanda la maha pala me cola bele bandio de mocombre kili galande. Minaparo no cora macala caladina. Ishatoro gohola bacada. But, as I said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe God, believe me. Isala broteshke. Isala bakandia. To be troubled in heart is to be troubled in spirit. To be troubled in heart is to be troubled in spirit. And to be troubled in spirit does not allow faith to work. For faith is of the spirit. And faith must work in the heart that is governed by love, not fear. Ishana mahala batyata. If you're walking in love, ili bahala makarati shanto, and fear has no place in you, kini makala barakala tonje, you can say and have what you say. But to shindala makobre, to get your eyes over on the darkness, to get the darkness into your mouth will allow the darkness and the shaking to shake you. But even those, that's what I'm telling you this morning, even those who have gone on of recent date, what about faith, you say? You're not the judge of faith. But just do know and believe in faith beyond that veil. Oh, I'm getting them ready. I'm preparing them for the next stage. I'm preparing them for the ruling and reigning at whatever stage they entered. But I'm also preparing you where you are. You have life and blessing if you choose it and say it. Ili mahara basanda, I am preparing you where you are. Rise up, rise up. Don't go down to the mully grubs. Don't go down in any way. Ili brahashana makaya borotoshanda, but with the words that you say out your mouth, lift yourself. Ila makambra, as David did. Simorotoshke, he came back to the camp. His wife and children were gone. The wives and children of his soldiers were gone. And his men were ready to pick up a stone and stone him to death. And he cried until there was no more crying left. But then, it is written, he encouraged himself in the Lord. So encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself despite what you think the election looks like, to the right or to the left. Encourage yourself, despite the latest COVID report. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the promise that comes because you're a covenant child of God. Stand up, soldiers of the Lord. Lift out your mouth, that two-edged sword. Keep pronere cabra masoda le banda that I've given to you all the day through. On prayer calls, yes. Milisonda la bakandia, be counted there. Be counted as you pray with others from your home and your chair. Be counted as you go to march with others and pray. But know that even when it's just you and you're going about your day, kili mahalapati. Keep that prayer language on your lips. Much, 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 much is transpiring that you cannot see. But beloved, be sure your faith is in me. Ili bahala sote, kafrangolo kole pishkato, te di bala palito. Ninikora makala kaladinyo no nombre, ninikora mahala kili antote, ishondolo kobre, the unseen, there's an unseen realm. And know, know that I am at the helm. Kifrato do gohusha, kalabrahala kanja, ishoto do goho bala kalakalati, kafrokolo kaladinyo no kobre kalakalatanya, Ishana makahara bakala kalatite, ikalavra kala koledinya no koske, ishandolo goho bala kalatito toto, ikalabahala balatinyo no kombre. In the name, in the name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just looked down here at that prophecy of Brother Hagin's. Faith trusts God, not just in this realm, but in the age and world to come. Faith rests in His word and on His promises. And faith says, Thou doest all things well. Thou doest all things well, Father. Thou doest all things well. Thou doest all things well, Father. Thou doest all things well. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you just a little bit more, some things I skipped over. Rejoice because His army is fully furnished and intact. Rejoice that it's not a natural fight you are in. Realize the physical, the material, the natural, the flesh, and the blood that you say has very little to do with it. It is a spiritual battle from beginning to end. Hallelujah. 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 The enemy would endeavor to bring accusation against God's own, but be thou humble and be thou content. Bless the Lord. Take your place with humble pride. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Humble pride, saying, Lord, I do this for your glory and honor. I'm proud to be in the army of the Lord. I'm proud to be called by the name of the Lord and be counted one of His own. For the work of God will be done. Hallelujah. The work of God will be done. The work of God will be done. Hallelujah. And I have friends who tell me things that are happening in Washington, D.C. And, you know, praise the Lord. I do trust they happen. But if they don't, I trust in God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'll see you at noontime.